Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Janice Evans and Lynn Meyercourt. I met up with both of them at the Jefferson City office of Empower Missouri. Janice is a longtime advocate for people living with HIV and used to work in the field, and Lynn is the executive director at the AIDS Project of the Ozarks in Springfield. They spoke about medications that have changed the way HIV is treated and about some of the people who could most benefit. Here's Janice.
You know, I just want people to know that people who are positive are just people.
Right.
They're people. They're mothers, they're fathers, they're sisters, they're brothers. They go to school. They do everything that anybody else does. It's no, you know, thing over their head that says, I'm positive. You know, we're people.
Yeah.
You know, people are people. It's just something that they have.
And they're worried about the same things we are.
Yeah.
They're worried about their families being healthy. They're worried about paying their bills. They have to worry about their health, too, and making sure they're healthy. I think one of the things that's really a game changer now, there's two things. There's undetectable equals untransmissible, which means if someone is HIV positive and on their meds, they are not going to be able to transmit that virus to somebody else. It's a huge plus for them, and it's a huge plus for public health because they can't transmit that virus and we have a chance to end the epidemic. I think the other piece is PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. And what that means is if someone is at risk for HIV from sexual transmission, they can take a pill every day. That's another really important tool. And I worry in the rural areas that a lot of medical providers aren't interested in talking to their patients about their risk and about the possibilities of this pill. That's a concern.
It's also urban areas too. It's like you have this medication and you have a group of people who represent 20% of the population of people who are newly infected. That would be women. And it's not being rolled out equally for women as it is men. Mm-hmm. So like, to me, it's just like HIV is a gay white male disease. Black people don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Truvada is something for guys that can stop getting HIV, and women don't worry about it. I think in 2017, there were like, I think it was 7,000 new infections among women, and 4,000 of those were African-American women. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you've got a medication that could eradicate half of those infections, why wouldn't that be available? And it's not a one-size-fits-all. So you have to be able to market this in a way that Black women will understand it, that they see people who look like them on this. I mean, it empowers you. Mm-hmm. If you're an HIV, if you're a negative woman, HIV-negative woman, and your partner is positive or has high risk, he has multiple partners, he shoots up, he does whatever, you can take this medication and you can be okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have that permission. You can do that for yourself, you know, and I think that that's the empowering part about it.
That was Janice Evans and Lynn Meyercourt speaking about how African-American women could possibly benefit from HIV prevention medications. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.